Recently, the Commission on Federal Election Reform rightly concluded that the electoral system cannot inspire public confidence if no safeguards exist to deter or detect fraud or to confirm the identity of voters.
A voter fraud scandal out of Indiana. You have four people, including the Democratic chairman, charged with faking signatures on petitions. Those petitions put President Obama on the Democratic ballot in 2008.
In 2008, the United States Supreme Court recognized there was a threat poised by voter fraud. Therefore, they ruled that Indiana's photo ID requirement was a legitimate, non-discriminatory means of protecting the integrity of elections. In Texas, evidence of voter fraud has abounded. According to Texas Attorney General Greg Abbott, in recent years, the Texas AG's office secured more than 50 voter fraud convictions. Cases included the following: a woman who voted in place of her dead mother, a political operative who cast ballots for two people, and a city council member who registered four nationals to vote in an election decided by 19 votes.
The recent elections in the state shows that 953 dead people voted. And in some cases, votes apparently were cast in the names of the deceased who had been dead for as long as 6 years.
Voter fraud is hard to detect, so these types of cases are just the tip of the iceberg. For example, look at the Minnesota's 2008 Senate race between Norm Coleman and Al Franken. It was impossibly close. On the morning after the election, after 2.9 million people had voted, Coleman led Franken by 725 votes. Franken and his Democratic allies dispatched an army of lawyers to challenge the results. That was followed by months of litigation, and in the end, Franken was declared the winner by 312 votes and was sworn into office. During the controversy, a group called Minnesota Majority began to look into the claims of voter fraud, comparing criminal records with voting rolls. The group identified 1,099 felons, all ineligible to vote, who had voted in the Franken-Coleman race. The investigation led to 177 convictions of voter fraud.
We know for a fact that there has been fraud involved in our voting process through the years, and having a voter ID is one of the ways to put a stop to that.
In 2011, Texas enacted a photo identification requirement modeled after Indiana's, in agreement with the lawful Supreme Court decision, as a simple, effective way to prevent fraud. The mainstream state-run media has attempted to downplay the threat of voter fraud by stating that cases of fraud are rare, and therefore our public servants should not waste their time requiring people to show an ID at the polls.
I actually forgot my ID.
You don't need it, it's all right.
I left it in the car.
As long as you're in here, you're on our list, and that's who you say you are. Okay.
If voter fraud is such an unusual occurrence, why is Obama's administration and the Department of Justice attacking states such as Texas, who have went through the proper electoral process to pass laws that prevent voter fraud? And of course, the Obama administration would have you forget that at the DNC last week, proof of identification was required to enter into their conference.
Another day, another election fraud lawsuit, a major election lawsuit now in Pennsylvania, which is one of the crucial battleground states that could decide who will be the next president. Right now, there are 140,000 new voter registrations in Pennsylvania, and many of them, now we learn, are reportedly questionable. The registrations were gathered by the group Acorn. That is the left-wing group that's now under investigation for voter registration fraud in at least 15 states.
Pennsylvania's legislature passed voter ID laws in March 2012. And in response, the Advancement Project and the communist organization, the ACLU, brought a lawsuit against the law, which they are fiercely opposing in an attempt to reverse the law before elections in November. But again, according to the mainstream media, voter fraud is a rare occurrence and therefore should not affect the elections.
I'd try to vote 10 times. I don't know if they'd let me or not, but I'd try to. Yeah, that's right. I'd cheat to keep these bastards out. I would.
Why then would two organizations need to join forces to oppose Pennsylvania's voter ID law? Eric Holder has also attempted to state that the voter ID laws are discriminatory against minorities and would deter them from voting. However, Holder is showing his true lawless colors once again. History shows that voter turnout has increased after voter ID laws were enacted.
Here we go. With one heart and voice, we may prostrate ourselves at the throne of heavenly grace and present to our great benefactor sincere and unfeigned thanks for his infinite goodness and mercy towards us from our birth to the present moment, for having above all things illuminated us by the gospel of Jesus Christ, presenting to our view the happy prospect of a blessed immortality, and for our unparalleled ingratitude to the adorable being who has seated us in a land irradiated by the cheering beams of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us fall prostrate before offended deity, confess sincerely and penitently our manifold sins and our unworthiness of the least of his divine favors, fervently implore his pardon through the merits of our mediator, Jesus Christ. Forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. I want to show you something real quick on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, social media platforms, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. And when you go ahead and take a look at that, friends, this is, in fact, the voter fraud that's taking place across your country. It's giving you the number of cases. It's giving you the names of those that have been prosecuted for voter fraud. And it applies in every single state. Texas has 113 of them. Minnesota has 138 of them. Many of them Muslim names. Again, you can say it's stereotyping all that you want to. Not going down that road. Not playing that game with you, friends. Illinois, 117 cases. North Carolina, 123 cases. Florida, 93 cases. Let's go to Wisconsin. We got 68 cases over there. And again, friends, the mainstream media would have you believe that it doesn't exist. Folks, we got the names of those that have been prosecuted, period. Okay? 71 cases in California, and the list goes on. In just a couple minutes here, we're going to have Sheriff Darleaf with us. He's one of those individuals that I had brought up as being a friend of mine. Now, I've done quite a few events in Michigan, probably 75 of them since I can remember altogether. And I've met Dar out there. He's the sheriff of the county. He's always been one to put his foot down in dealing with the issues. And what we're going to do is we're going to pull him up in just a couple minutes. We're going to talk about what's going on in Michigan concerning this bombshell. Whistleblower reveals how Secretary of State is putting non-citizens on voter rolls. So, again, you have to remember, friends, we're doing this to ourselves. Nobody's doing this to us. We're doing this to ourselves. And we're doing this to ourselves concerning the people that are listening to me now because of what the people tolerate. Well, I'm showing you what not to tolerate. And again, we're going to have Sheriff Darleaf with us in just a moment. I want to show you something really quick. Again, on social media platforms, if you're one of our affiliates, it matters not. I'll paint the picture the best way that I can. And again, you'll get the understanding and the information needed here. What we highlighted probably about a week ago
was out in Massachusetts. You have the said installed governor, Mara Healey. She signs a bill, what they call into law, allowing the intentional murder of preborn children all the way up to birth. Now, I just want you to see it really quick because I just want to show you how sick these people are, and it proves the point that they are installed. And furthermore, when it comes to the issue of abortion, remember folks, there is no constitutional provision to murder your baby, but somehow or another, the American people have given their corrupt said installed representatives a pass to go ahead and do it anyways. I want to show you how sick this is getting, okay? I'm showing it right now. She's signing what she calls a law. It's null and void. It's not law whatsoever. Okay, these are all a bunch of murderous women who have murdered their own babies, and they're trying to justify themselves is what they're really trying to do. By giving a shout out to the fact that, yes, we can murder our own children. Oh, and I bet there's so many of them that are just, you know, they're evangelical Christians, not advocating for what God abhors and calls an abomination. And that lies on the people of this country to tolerate these criminals that reign in office, because they have no business there whatsoever. Every one of them, friends, that I'm highlighting right now should be rounded up by the people, and as according to Deuteronomy 19:19, do to them what they intend to do to innocent blood. God hates innocent, the shedding of innocent blood, and yet somehow or another, the people of the state sit back and rejoice. And again, this isn't an isolated case. Here, I want to show you. How far is this going? Look at the distraction, the Muslims, Dearborn, what's going on in New York, the list goes on. I want to show you another installed useful idiot, 1 Kings 13:33. Her name is Mickey Sherrell. I want you to see this and listen carefully. Okay, listen to this. She's signing what she calls a pro-life group warns. If you go out and pray in front of a abortion clinic where they murder babies, they want you to know. Listen to this, friends. This is beyond sick. This is exactly, furthermore, when you put this up against 14:34 of 1 Corinthians, this is exactly why the law of God tells us in the New Testament that the women are supposed to stay at home and learn from their husbands. Look what happens when you give them a free rein. Look what happens when you allow them to fall incumbent in office, friends. Look at the crimes that they're able to encourage and to give more reign over to by adding strength to more of this tyranny through themselves. Signing a bill in New Jersey that if a grandma or a mother or a man of a girl that's going to go and murder her baby stands in front of these murder clinics and prays to God, they're being warned by the New Jersey governor. And they call it law? Hey, friends, here it is. There is no law that advocates for the murder of babies in the first place. This right here is a reflection of how ignorant the American people have become to allow this. And I've told you before, and you know the old saying, give people an inch, what do? They'll take you a mile. And folks, it's exactly what they're going to do. And you better bet your bottom dollar, friends. And I said bottom dollar. Men need to be told things twice. That, folks, it's not going to stop there. You're dealing with lawless individuals. You're dealing with murderers. And I'll bet you $100, friends, and I'm not a betting man. I'm just saying that in figuratively trying to convey to you my heart. This said governor, this installed scoundrel, along with the installed scoundrel in Massachusetts, you can bet your bottom dollar they sold themselves to the people as Christian people that do the opposite of what Christ commands them to do. That's called lawlessness, friends. And guess what? Christ doesn't advocate from lawlessness or for lawlessness. He delivers us from lawlessness. Doesn't the Bible tell us in 2 Timothy, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness? That's exactly what it says. Doesn't the Bible tell us in Acts that the first thing that he's done unto us, friends, in Acts 3, unto
You first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless us in turning everyone away from his lawlessness. 3:26 of Acts. We'll be right back.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
You need the community.
I get really overwhelmed about content. To change my life.
And it's all happening here.
I come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. And even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at content.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee, retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and sonsofliberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
Thank you, Tom. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you want to call in at any time, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ. Now, folks, I want to let you know, we have some Minnesota State Fair is coming up, and that is happening. We're setting up tomorrow, as a matter of fact, for 12 days straight. It starts on the 27th through Labor Day, which is September 7th this year, 2026, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. We're going to be there 12 hours a day. You got to be punctual, friends, let me tell you, when you're working at the state fair. But we're going to be there from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on the east end of the Minnesota Grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair, bottom floor. East end, bottom floor of the grandstand. That's where they play all the bands during the night, so on and so forth. We're going to be there at the Minnesota State Fair August 27th from to Labor Day, September 7th. So, friends, for the sake of coming out and saying, hey, please do so. We love seeing you. We love hearing from you. Plus, I want to let you know, friends, especially to our affiliates, we do not have sponsors here. So without the sponsorship
of those listeners that keep us out here doing what it is that we're doing, we're not going to remain. So I do want to let you know that you can become a son or a daughter of Liberty, now that I'm speaking of it, and you will get a plaque. And you will, they're really cool looking too, by the way, very detailed, very well done. But you'll get one of those with a little package. And you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to Sons or Daughters of Liberty. And in the process, what you'll do is you'll come up to a page where it will show you which program you can pick. That's what keeps us out there. Again, I'm just letting you know, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can become a bronze member, silver, gold, platinum, or multi-platinum member. Become a son or daughter of Liberty today. Again, without you, friends, we cannot remain out here. Just letting you know. Okay, so let's get over to this. We're going to have our friend Darleaf, Sheriff Darleaf, up in just a moment here. But I do want to let you know, folks, what we're going to be talking about is none other than this voter fraud and what's going on and who it's coming through. It's coming through your said representatives. I mean, it doesn't get any plainer than the nose on your face. Folks, it's like this. Guy walks around, has his glasses hanging on the end of his nose. He's angry. He's frustrated. He throws his hands up in the air and says, "Where are my glasses? Where are my glasses?" And his wife comes over and says, "They're hanging on the end of your nose, dear." Folks, it's the same thing that I'm highlighting right now. This is all made public. This is happening right in front of your face. All of these illegals that America is complaining about are being brought in by their said treasonous representatives. I had Ron Branster on yesterday, who did a fantastic job of giving you a download concerning this United Nations agenda. You are being sold out to your enemies, just like the Lord said he would do to a disobedient people. Now, if you want to contend for the faith, Jude 3 and 4, I'd love to have that conversation. That number is 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Now, right before the end of the break, I was highlighting during the first segment these two scoundrels that have been installed to advocate the murder of America's children. Now, also keep in mind, these are the same ones giving way to the illegals that are treasonously coming into this country, that want to conquer this country, that are colonizing, and they are outbreeding the American people, and that's their plan. That's not a joke. That's exactly what they've said, and it's exactly what they're doing. Hey, 344 million people, you have 3.3 million Muslims in this country that want to conquer you. Are you going to go ahead and see if the Lord means what he says in judgment? Because I'll tell you what, if you want to dare the justice of God, just sit and do nothing. You've been doing a great job at doing nothing and tolerating the crimes of your representatives. Every one of them should be impeached and prosecuted. There's your answer again. So don't ask me, what should we do? I just told you once again. You know, in scripture, the Lord said, you know, you call me Lord, Lord, but you do not those things that I command you. And we're supposed to love one another. And what is the fulfilling of the law? Romans 13:10. What is the fulfilling of the law? Matthew 22:37. To do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Isn't it interesting how laws were put in place in order that nobody could take your life, that you would be born? There was no danger at the end of your birth. Now, if that was the case in your particular scenario, which it was, because if it wasn't, you wouldn't be here, don't you think you should do the same thing for the up-and-coming generation? I would think that would be common sense, right, Americans? Yeah, that would be common sense. So how is it that the Lord didn't tell you, or where did he, in any sense of the word, abrogate the common sensity of the people standing up concerning the topic of abortion here in America and putting a stop to it and holding accountable those that are murdering the babies in the womb? I mean, the Lord said, right, Proverbs 6:17, he hates hands that shed innocent blood. You call him your father, but you don't do the things of your father, namely Abba Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. But I want to tell you which father you serve by giving your tolerance and apathetic excuses to the father of what? Your father is the devil, to give them permission to go ahead and do what the devil does right in front of your face. Now you can take it or you can leave it. But you better understand that on Judgment Day, you will answer as accomplices for what you've allowed here. No question about it. There is no excuse as to what's going on in this country. None whatsoever. It's funny because when I look at Matthew 5:17, it was Jesus that said clearly, I've not come to abrogate. I've not come to do away with the law and the prophets. He's talking about moral law. I've come not to do away with. I've come to fulfill it. And Christians establish the law through faith, Romans 3:31. And to further solidify that, isn't that interesting? When I look at 2 Timothy 2:19, it clearly tells me, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. How does he know who are those that are his? Of course he knows, but I'm putting the question so I can fulfill or fill the answer to my question. How do I know? How do you make distinction? Let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Is it lawless to murder innocent babies in the womb? Oh my goodness, absolutely. America, you are a proverb. You are a byword. You are a laughing stock to the world concerning what it is that you put up with. Seriously. I highlighted in Acts 3:26, unto you first, listen carefully, professed Christians, having raised up his son, right? He was delivered up for our offenses and he was raised again for our justification, right? Unto you first, having raised up his son Jesus, he sent him to bless you. How did the Lord bless us? In turning every one of you from your lawless deeds. Is it lawlessness, friends, to sit back and watch your governments go ahead and push forth on an agenda that is completely illegal in every sense of the word, namely removing the nation's population through a genocide because they said so? Again, as I said earlier, Justice Scalia rightly said there is no constitutional provision for the murder of innocent babies. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Doesn't the Bible tell us that the love of many will wax cold? Why do they wax cold? Because of the workers of lawlessness. 81% of the people in this country profess to be Christians, but they're lawless. They don't belong to the Lord. They belong to the devil because they allow the devil to do what the devil does. Yeah, that's exactly right. It tells us in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, for the mystery of lawlessness, iniquity, does already work. Only he who now letteth will let. What does the Lord say to those that let it happen? Until he be taken out of the way. And why is that? Well, go to verse 10. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness that's in them, it's what they tolerate that they perish. Because why? Because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should be a lie. They should believe a lie. As if to suggest to themselves, the deceived ones and the self-deceived ones, oh, you know what? The Lord's not going to hold me accountable for innocent blood being shed. What Bible aren't you reading, people? How is it that you're not your brother's keeper, people? Come on. You got to think that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Don't call him Lord, Lord, when you do not those things that he commands you, hypocrites.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, "If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates." He continues on and says, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them. I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel." Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There we go.
Welcome back again, folks. I just wanted to seal my last segment with 97:10 of the Book of Psalm. "You that love the Lord, hate evil and love that which is good." Well, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. Yeah, Christ is the fulfilling of the Old Testament in the New. That's what that is. So I just want to make clear what side you are on. Read the book of Romans, because the Lord says the exact same thing, and he talks about how letting our love be without dissimulation or under false pretenses, you know, a mere profession. Remember, it was Jesus that said, "You honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me." Enough of your hypocrisy. Enough of your undoing of your own selves. You're going to stand before God on judgment day, like it or not, and you're going to answer for everything that you've done and everything that you haven't done. Hebrews 9:27, 2 Corinthians 5:10. Go over to Revelation 21. The list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on, folks. We're going to answer for every idle word and every idle thought. Let's stand up for each other. Let's fulfill the understanding and definition and exhibition of the meaning of love by looking out for each other. That's what we should be doing here. So with that said, friends, I'm going to go ahead and pull up our friend, Darleaf. He's a sheriff out in Michigan. And I just want you to see this really quick before we do pull him up. Michigan sheriff drops bombshell. Whistleblower reveals how Secretary of State is putting non-citizens on voter rolls. I mean, dar, you can't even make this stuff up. I mean, outside of the fact that we're seeing federal government, along with the states, the governors and the mayors, illegally and treasonously alluring illegals into our country, and then to find out that they mean to give everything away that we have by manipulating the system so it works for those that are here to conquer. What say you? What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are is we've got a big mess in hand here, and I don't know what it's going to take to clean it up.
Well, I do. The American people, we have 344 million people, my friend, in this country. I don't know any of them that's not bothered by what's going on right now. But so many of them have just entertained themselves to the point where they're going to lose everything they've got. And it reminds me of a song that was sang back in the 1980s by a band called Cinderella. It was a metal band. And the name of the song was, "Is You Don't Know What You've Got Until It's Gone." And we're coming up to that right now. Yeah, it does. And the Lord told us to leave in the lump. And we're talking about wicked doctrines and people that mean to conquer the country. And in one more point, Sheriff Leaf, it's interesting. People love their country so much until it's actually time to stand up and fight for it. And I think that's one of the advantageous things that we do over here is exhibit how it's supposed to be done. And if we do have guests on the show, we want to pull them up on the show to show others as to how it's supposed to be done. And that's exactly what we're seeing you do. So I'm really happy to have you on today. And you want to go ahead and give us the download, because I did see you on Gateway Pundit and I seen other people posting what it is. Dar's in trouble again. It's like, praise God, the guy's doing something. We need to get behind him. So what's happening there in Michigan, my friend?
Well, first of all, let me start out with a quote somebody gave me, and they said it's from Mark Twain. I said, if voting really mattered, they'd never let us do it.
Yep.
And so what we basically have is I had a whistleblower come forward to me, and the whistleblower works at Secretary of State's office, and then one of them sits behind the counter and take the customers on in. And they had somebody come on in, and they asked if they were a citizen. And the person did not have it's a card for the permanent residency.
Okay.
Well, they wanted to get their driver's license, the address updated on it. Well, without that other card, they're not allowed to do it. So when you enter them in the computer, that's when they start asking the questions and stuff like that. So she had to turn the worker had to turn the woman away. And all of a sudden, it gave her a voter ID number.
Oh.
And they're going, wait a minute, this isn't supposed to happen.
Yep.
Yeah, so we have I'd call it a software problem. That's a state error. And I don't know how big it is. I don't know if this is the same software they have in other states. This has the potential of being millions of people.
Yeah. Well, I think they're rather encouraged by what they're seeing the said governors, mayors, and secretary of states do across the country in favor of bringing them in. You know, it's interesting, Dart, because I just did an event out in Pensacola, Florida, not too long ago, and I forgot the guy's name. He's a professor, but he exposes voter fraud and how it's happening all over the country, and it's happening by design. And I brought up a question to him concerning the individual that actually created these machines. And he did a deposition, and he did it in a committee hearing in Florida, and they asked the question, so you were the ones that created these? And he said, yep. And he says, so you can calibrate these to go either right to the right or to the left? And he said, I can turn the vote whatever way I want to turn the vote. And what's interesting about it is the guy that created the machine is telling us that it can be easily manipulated by the people. And one of the things that I see constantly is people, especially those that call themselves the good guys, you know, the ones that we believe that are the good guys on the right, that allow what's going on with the left. I don't know how they define themselves as good, but they have deceived themselves into believing they're good with saying that. And they've obviously are deluded in mind, because the left is the fruit of the right. But what's crazy about it is to sit back and act like it's not happening when we're hearing from the people that created these machines, all the while knowing it's happened, which only explains why so many people that are in office today are in office today. It's not because the people voted them in. It's because they've been installed, and the mainstream media is again deceiving the people into believing them or relaying to them that somehow or another they actually voted these people in. I see it more than not across the United States of America, where when people are saying they're being voted in, it's clear that they're not being voted in. It's clear that they're being installed with the help of the Secretary of State. And P.S., it's not just Michigan. We also see this happening in the state of Minnesota. What are your thoughts on that?
I have a lot of thoughts on it. I try and stay focused on my investigations. The stuff that has come across my desk, people have brought to my attention. It's a lot of that you were just talking about. And when people ask me, if I really believe there's that much voter fraud, and I say yes, because who would put Mitch McConnell or yes. Nancy Pelosi in office?
Yes.
Drop the mic now.
Yes.
So, call it a uniparty. I've heard that. So we're not investigating that. We're investigating this right here. This is our newest stuff, but there's other stuff that I've turned over to the federal government. And I'm hoping we get movement on it, or faster movement on it. We will see. I try and stay out of it when I give it to them, because then they're going to be doing their investigation, which is going to be on top of what I've already given to them.
Okay.
So,
you know, it's interesting, Dar.
I think we do have movement.
Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off. There's a little delay going on, but it's interesting that if you or I were to stand up and actually do something that's lawful, we'd be put on the front page of the paper. We'd be demonized instantaneously. But when the bad guys are allowed to do it, those that are on the team wearing the same jersey that the mainstream media has been long accomplices concerning the crimes that they're advocating for on the behalf of those that are pulling their strings, it's interesting how long that takes. And yet, where is that speedy trial come into place? Where is that bringing forth judgment concerning the guilty party? Where does that come into place? I mean, you are in law enforcement. How is it that there's so much delay?
Let me warn you about that speedy trial. And what were the name of the people over there in
yes,
out west that had the Bundys? Yes, the Bundys.
Yeah.
Well, they waived their right to a speedy trial, and they ended up sitting in jail for 2.5 years before they actually got out and had a trial.
Yep.
So that right to a speedy and public trial, they made a speedy arrest on them.
Yep.
And then you waive that right because, oh, we're so busy. Well, not next year, you know, you're sitting in a jail cell for the amount of time you would normally be sitting in there if you got convicted.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing that happened with your governor, where they try to set those guys up concerning a kidnapping plot, which we found out that they were guilty of. And again, it sickens me. And I really think it comes down to the American people and the level of how much they're going to tolerate, because what we see in government today is a reflection of the American people. It's been rightly said, every government deserves the country that they have. And it's absolutely true. If we didn't tolerate it as a people, they wouldn't do it, because they would see what we wouldn't put up with. So let me go back to this. I don't mean to get too far off, but we haven't talked in a while. So where are things going concerning the Secretary of State? Have you rattled the individual's cage? Do you feel and do you suspect that they're actually going to be prosecuted for the evidence that you have now found? Or is that going outside of what we need to be talking about?
I'm hoping that's at least a piece of the puzzle that they need to make prosecutions. But yeah, this is going to be turned over to the federal to make sure it's not happening in other states. Because if it's going across state lines, now it becomes a federal issue.
Okay.
And now we also have a problem with training. You know, they got the clerks. When this employee approached her manager, and the manager said, "Don't worry about it. The clerks at the county level will take care of it."
Yep.
Well, no, that doesn't happen that way. They can flag it and give it to the Board of Elections, and they'll take them off. But how many of these are coming in a single day? And if you don't catch the flags, well, then you have a attorney general that says, "Well, if this person who's not a citizen gets permission from the government," and this, let's see if I got it here.
Okay.
Comes in a congratulations thing here.
Folks, if you're just joining us, we're talking with Sheriff Darleaf. He's exposing some of what's going on out there in his state of Michigan concerning these voter rolls, how they're being turned over and making it absolutely as simple as pie for illegals to come in. Yep, we see that. What is that
they'll
now?
They'll get a thing like this.
Yep.
It's a congratulations.
Oh.
That you are going to be registered to vote. Your clerk will make sure you're eligible.
Okay. Dar, I got a hard break coming up on me real quick. I'm going to pull you on the other side. We're going to talk about what? Divine interposition? Okay, cool. Looking forward to it. Folks, talking to Sheriff Darleaf. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be right back.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's Word has not changed. The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's Word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
BBSradio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking to our friend Sheriff Darleaf from the state of Michigan, highlighting what's going on with the voter rolls under the Secretary of State. We're dealing with the same thing here, by the way, Dar, but we'll kind of jump topics. If you guys got any questions, go ahead and shoot them up. Call BBS in Texas, put it up on the screen for me. If not, I'll do my best to look over at live chat to see if there's anything that you would ask. By the way, there is one thing I do want to ask, Dar. Somebody just said, you're a sheriff. When does it come to the point where it goes past the corrupt courts? Because I think people have seen so many times where it looks positive for the people to actually send the message that we're not going to tolerate certain crimes, and then it gets into the courts, and what they do is they gut and pith the marrow of the law that's to prosecute. What are your thoughts on that, and what do you have to say to that?
I had a friend of mine point out a while back that you got 340, 350 million people in the United States here. Less than 1% are attorneys, but they control probably about 90% of what we do.
Oof.
And that's one of the problems we're facing. Yeah, you think about that. Those are staggering numbers. That's a staggering amount of control that the Bar Association has over the country.
Well,
and
yep, go ahead.
Where your courts come from. Where do you get your judges from?
You're right.
So, yeah, if we can reel that in and get control of that, maybe we can get our more of our common law stuff back in, because common law, common sense type thing.
Yeah.
And it was a common man. We here in Berry County, we have attorney magistrates. Well, why do we have attorney magistrates when it used to be a magistrate? And the purpose of having a magistrate was, rather than an attorney magistrate, is it was more of a common man. So when I come in with a search warrant, I can have somebody who's closer to the common man and say, oh, yeah, you got enough here for a search warrant. Or, really, I don't see it. I'm just regular Joe on the street here. Or an attorney might go, hey, you need this, this, and this.
Yeah.
So we've lost that.
Yeah, well, then we can go back and again go to Scripture and understand why Jesus woed these people. He cursed these people because they withheld the keys of knowledge. If I was an attorney today in America, because I've seen enough of it where people just avoid them at all costs, I'll tell you what, I would seriously contemplate what it is that you stand for, because I think what people see more than anything, Dar, is the fact that when an attorney gets involved, there's no skin in the game. He wins either way. And if there's no skin in the game, what is he in there for? So that's what's real bothersome to a lot of people, and I know it is. But that was one question somebody wanted to ask. So let's go on to the next point, divine interposition. You are a sheriff, and this is one of the topics that you wanted to cover. And are you talking about the doctrine of the lesser magistrates? Is that what we're kind of conjuring up here?
Somewhat. The doctrine of lesser magistrate, if people read it, it'll make sense to you. But yeah, it's kind of the same thing. I'm elected into office, so I'm representing, as a sheriff, the chief law enforcement officer of a county. I represent the people of the county. So an interposition is when, like, let's go to COVID. Our governor started firing off all these executive orders. I'm sitting there going, well, time out. Those executive orders are only good for your employees. I don't work for you. These people out here don't work for you. So I stood between the governor and my people. That's what the interposing is. And that's what we have to teach all elected offices, because in the Mac Prinz case, where it says that the Constitution protects us from our own best intentions, and it says it divides power among sovereigns and among branches of government. Well, what does it mean by sovereigns? Well, I'm a sovereign office. I'm elected. I'm a sovereign office. Yep. Prosecutor's sovereign. Judges are sovereign. Your township clerk and supervisor and all them, your township is a sovereign government. And that's what it meant. And that way you don't concentrate power in one location for the expedient solution for the crisis of the day. And what was COVID? COVID was a huge crisis.
Yeah.
And they're doing all kinds of unconstitutional things. And masking.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. Let me throw something in there, because, you know, it was really interesting, and I brought it up on this show, I bet 50 times. After, I remember I was actually doing an event in Michigan. I think it was number 50, my 50th event in 3 years in your state, because the Lord used me to blanket your state, and I'm honored to be a part of it. I got more family in Michigan, it seems, than I do in Minnesota. But with that, I remember going into the hotel, and I remember the state Supreme Court pulled the rug on all of her unconstitutional orders, and I'm talking about Whitmer there. And that was on, I believe it was a Thursday or a Friday. And before I knew it, it was Monday or Tuesday. I remember they had a whole case set up against 13 individuals that the FBI set up in trying to entrap them into a kidnapping plot concerning the governor. So she went from the state rejoicing over the fact that what she was doing was criminal to now they put her in the position of being the victim again so she could further attack the people of the state. Now, what's crazy about that is they said that what she was doing was her edicts were completely unconstitutional. And driving through your state, it blew me away, Dar. Honestly, I just almost like, really? Okay, so the Supreme Court says what she's doing, according to law, it's a violation of the 14th Amendment, so on and so forth, and the 9th Amendment. And with that, the people, who do you think, and I know that you know the answer to this, but I'm saying this for the listener and watcher's sake, who do you think the people actually took heed to? The state, the government, I'm talking about the law that condemned Whitmer, or did they take heed to the tyrant, Whitmer, concerning her unconstitutional edicts? guess what they did? They took heed to her. They obeyed the tyrant rather than the law. That's right. That's right. And it's almost unbelievable to me. So you can't really blame, you can't even really blame the tyrants for doing what they're doing as long as they know that the slaves or serfs are going to submit to it. And that's exactly what the people of the state did, only to find out what it was really about now, how many years later, but it is what it is. So how would you, in a particular case like that, because I had other friends that were sheriffs as well across the country that were saying, no, I'm not going to enforce that. How was it that you actually intervened on the behalf of the people? Did you just say, whatever they said concerning the governor, whatever she said you can and cannot do, don't worry about it because I'm not enforcing it? Is that how you would do that?
Well, I educated the public on that. So, hey, guys, we're divided up for a reason. So we don't have a king right here in Michigan. We have a governor. Our job is to govern, not to rule over everybody. And you got to have to understand the difference of that. You elect all these other people around you to protect you from that. Because I like asking people when they run for office, what's the primary rule or primary duty of government? And that's to protect your rights.
That's right.
And if you can't get people into office that protect your rights, that's a failure.
That's right. Yeah. And so let me ask you, because I think it's important that people know this. What was your kickback from the people that you were actually, I don't want to say the ones that you were liberating, but I'm talking about those that you didn't obey concerning the higher ups. What was the kickback? How did that look coming from them towards you?
They went after me in social media. I had death threats. I had notes sent to my, letters sent to my home. They're without a return address, you know, cowards. And I had one guy on the phone. You could tell he was from, I won't even go there, but he was talking, and I invited him out to dinner. I said, I'll buy you dinner, and we can have a sit-down and chit-chat about it. And all of a sudden, he just hung up on me. I had a woman who was chewing me out because I wasn't making my deputies wear a mask when they're on traffic stops.
Yep.
And finally, I told her, I said, man, my deputies aren't that ugly. And then she says, that's horrible you said that.
Yeah.
And then she says, I bet you don't wear a mask. And I said, oh, contraire. My wife makes me wear one. Good for her. I said, yep, every night before I go to bed, I have to put Brad Pitt mask on.
Oh.
she said the big F-bomb on me and hung up on me.
Yep.
But, again, that's how ridiculous this was to me. And they took a knee and kissed the ring. And, guys, you guys are the kings out there. I'm not a king. I work for all the kings in my county.
Amen. Amen. Public servant. Right. A representative, a limited representative government as a republic. They operate through delegated authority. The people have it so backwards, Dar. And they've taken on an evolutionary view of government rather than understanding going back to common law and who it is that we are under God and receiving our rights from God. So I'll tell you what, guy, that went really quick. I got about 1 minute left. Is there any kind of support you need from the people? Is there a website you'd like to make people aware of? So on and so forth, because it's all yours.
Right now, what I really need from the people is get educated and take a stand. Don't be afraid. Take a stand, especially if you're in one of these elected offices. You need to learn that office better than the guy who had it before you. You need to learn that. And then when you go pass the torch, you need to make sure that the person you're passing that torch on is as educated as you. I can guarantee you that when they get in there, they're going to look into it and educate themselves even more than what you were.
Amen.
I've been here. This is my sixth term. I've got it down pat pretty good.
Amen. So how many years is that?
I'll have 24 at the end of this term.
That's what I thought. Yep. So you're a lifer, no question about it. And I'm sure the people of your county appreciate you, guy. I've known you for, what, 10 years now?
Yes, at least, yeah.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah, well, listen, guy, I appreciate you. Thank you for taking a stand, Dar. And again, it's encouraging when I see other people actually stand up and do something about what's going on out there. And you just happen to be one of those guys. So I appreciate it. Thanks for the encouragements. And thank you for doing what so few are willing to do today in so many different ways. So again, folks, I got to call it out. Thank you again, Dar. Totally appreciate you, guy. Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Do your homework. Go to these websites so you can see for yourself what the mainstream media is trying to say, that it's a bunch of phooey and it's not happening. Oh, it's happening, friends. It's happening. And they are lying boldfacedly to you. And it's time we hold them accountable as well. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. We'll talk to you in 23.